Blog Talk Radio.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth, I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Sapphire Blues Band. Playing some good tunes right there. Not Enough Coffee is the name of the tune. Paul Harvey before that is 1965's Speech, If I Were the Devil. And of course, Nationwide by ZZ Top bringing us in. You know, nobody seems to want to have the conversations that I'm willing to talk about. And, you know, even and more so, I should say, within our elected leadership. And I shouldn't even use that term, leadership, because they're not leading anybody except a whole bunch of people off a cliff, especially Democrats of the left. I've said this before, it's a race to see who's going to go off the cliff first. And, you know, people in my generation, I'm 50 years old here this year. My generation, we learned that sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt us. And I've said this before on the radio, I don't know how many times. But we seem to have lost sight of what somebody else's opinion of us doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. They have an opinion. Okay. Well, all right. Well, whatever. We're not designed to go around trying to impress other people. We're really not. I mean, if you go about your daily life and, you know, you volunteer and you do things like that, that's on you. That's great. That if you're doing that from a place where you're trying to impress people, that's not going to help anything, because you're going to get burnout on it and you're going to get tired of it. And if what you're doing doesn't bring you some kind of recognition, you're going to be offended. Plain and simple. People don't do things like taking care of other people for recognition. They just do it. It just happens. If you're in a classroom, I don't care if it's college, high school. High school's worse. And somebody says, you know, because you're wearing glasses, they call you four eyes or bug eyes or whatever the new term is now. Or if you have braces, they call you brace face or metal mouth or whatever the new thing is. That's now being termed as bullying. If you go tell the teacher. The only people that can really offend you are the people that know you enough and love you because they know what buttons to push. Plain and simple. That's the only time words are going to hurt somebody or should hurt somebody or offend somebody. And if you're offended about my words, I really don't care. Honestly, I do not care. If it's somebody that I know and I say something that might be inappropriate or something like that, somebody that's close to me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. That was not what I was going after. We were just playing around or whatever it happened to be. Or I know you guys are intelligent enough to follow what my meaning. We play around and sometimes we cross a line and something actually does really hurt somebody else's feelings. And the person that said the thing that did that probably feels like crap. Oh shoot! I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to do that. We were just playing around. I didn't mean to go over the top. But anymore, we can't say anything. We're not allowed to even say anything. You know, I mean, chick, your hair's purple. That looks really good. Oh, can't even say that. No. Not allowed to, you know, give anybody a compliment anymore either, because then it becomes like sexual misconduct or something like that. All of this is coming from the left, every bit of it. The progressives, the Democrats, the liberals that, you know, get offended if you hold the door open for them. I hold the door open for people all the time. Nobody gets mad. I kind of get upset when, you know, the person that I'm holding the door open for on my way to do what I got to do doesn't at least touch the door in an effort to, like, take it from me kind of thing. And I know y'all know what I mean. It just, we're not allowed to compliment. Even though everybody on the planet still undresses the opposite sex with their eyes every time they walk down the street, walk into a store, drive down the road, it happens. The only time you can get away with any kind of comment now is to yourself. Plain and simple. You cannot compliment anybody. You cannot, you know, you can't say anything, really, other than maybe have a nice day. And sometimes you'll get, yeah, you know, F you, whatever. It just, these things are crazy. Crazy. It just doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. And I just got from somebody that I do care about, and when she says something to me, I'm not offended. I'm really not. I mean, she would have to say some really heinous thing to hurt me. And that's not really what it's about. I may end up having to cut short tonight's program because of that particular text, but I will let you know in advance as soon as I find out. You know, if you're offended by a red hat with the words "Make America Great Again" on it, why are you anti-American? Becomes my question. I mean, really, why? I mean, you don't want to see America succeed? That hat does not stand for racism. The dudes in white sheets and pointy tops, that stands for racism. And who is it that founded them? The Democratic Party, if you were not aware. The Democratic Party doesn't care. The Republican Party doesn't care. Just like George Carlin said, they do not care about you. They do not give a about you. It's obvious the way things are going right now. Ocasio-Cortez, she doesn't care about you. She doesn't even have any kids to care about. She's 28 years old, doesn't have any kids, has no idea what the world has in store for her, and was magically elected to office because she didn't have anybody to run against. They just threw her, somebody threw her into the mix, and she won because she didn't have anybody to run against. So by default, she now is in Congress. And this Ilhan Omar chick out of Minnesota, if I have it right, full on, wide open, racist comments, anti-Jewish comments. And they now, Nancy Pelosi, Nasty Pelosi, as I like to call her, wants to pass a resolution so that we don't have that kind of discussion anymore. Let's not talk like that anymore. That's not even a slap on the wrist. If it was anybody on a conservative platform, they would be drawn and quartered, basically, in a political sense. But now this chick, she gets a pass. But that's blatant racism. Her comments are blatant racism. Out and out. But somehow that's okay because the Democrats don't care. They just don't.
think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ash for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange
one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites.